There is only one thing that will top Ultimata's Juno Awards nomination for their 2022 album Born Losers. And that is winning the Adult Alternative Album of the Year category at the awards ceremonies held in Edmonton on March 11 and 13 at Rogers Place. It's obviously an incredible honor. We grew up playing music like this, said Ultimata founder Troy Snatters. The other half of Ultimata, Eric Grice added, the whole thing shocked us both. It's certainly not something you take for granted. We're still both processing it. Sharing the category with the former St. Albert singer-songwriters are Basha Bulat, The Garden, Dan Mangan, Being Somewhere, The Sadies, Colder Streams, and The Weather Station, How Is It That I Should Look at the Stars, strong competitors at the best of times. Secure in the knowledge Ultimata produced a strong, competitive product, Grice spoke generously about the other groups nominated in the adult alternative category. It's amazing. We've played with Dan Mangan and the Sadies and we know some of the people in the Weather Station. They are some of the best in Canada, and to be thought of in the same breath is more recognition than either one of us expected. For us it's not a competition. Just to be included is enough, Grice said. Born Losers, the duo's third album after Dirty Rain, 2016, and Time Hasn't Changed You, 2019, leaves the duo's punk rock roots in the past. It encapsulates the bittersweet moments of life in a rootsy pop mix that demonstrates their growth and willingness to experiment with new material. Writing about experiences from their personal life, they have created an effect that is both personal and transcends the universal. In a way it feels like we hit our stride, Snatters said. At least I find that's where I'm at artistically. I've spent my life writing songs and receiving something like this, nomination, feels validating especially in this category. It makes me feel excited artistically and creatively for the future. While a Juno nomination may not guarantee a dramatic jump in album sales, the duo is already receiving offers to book shows for a spring tour/summer tour across Canada and the United States. Some of the bookings were from concerts postponed during the pandemic. This Juno nomination kicks things into a higher gear. All of a sudden, new doors are starting to open. It's a relief to know there is energy behind it, Grice said. Ultimata has opened for numerous high-profile bands including Joey Landreth Trio, The Zombies, Buckcherry and Sam Roberts Band. Other notable gigs have included the Edmonton Folk Festival, a rooftop performance at the Canadian Embassy in London and a show for Stampede City Session, a one-hour TV series that featured a live music broadcast on KSPS PBS TV. We're starting to establish ourselves, especially in Western Canada and we're able to headline shows here. But we still do open stuff for now, Snatters said. In fact, they are slated to perform at Juno Fest on March 10. Grice speaks for both in saying, this is an incredibly serendipitous year with the Juno Awards happening here. We get to come home and celebrate with family and friends.